Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into a book that's been on my mind a lot lately. It's called Know Thyself by Stephen M. Fleming. Sophie, you read this one too, and I have to ask, did it make you question everything you thought you knew about yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Hi there, Sam. Hi, everyone. This book is a wake-up call. Fleming is a neuroscientist, and he's basically showing us that the idea that we have direct access to our own minds is a complete illusion. We're not the reliable narrators of our own lives that we think we are.
Right, and he starts with this famous experiment about shoppers and stockings. People consistently pick the ones on the right, but when asked why, they came up with all these elaborate reasons about texture and quality. They had no idea it was just a position bias.
Exactly. We confabulate reasons for our choices and preferences all the time. Our brains are storytelling machines, and we're always crafting a coherent narrative about ourselves, even if it's not accurate. That's a central theme of the book.
So the book is about metacognition, which is basically thinking about our own thinking. And Fleming argues that this skill, this ability to accurately assess what we know and don't know, is not fixed. It's trainable like a muscle.
Right, and he gets into the neuroscience. The anterior prefrontal cortex is the key player here. It's like the executive control center that monitors our mental processes. If that area is damaged, people lose the ability to gauge their own performance. They become overconfident or underconfident without any calibration.
I found the part about the Dunning-Kruger effect really interesting. Incompetent people overestimate their abilities, while experts underestimate theirs. That's a metacognitive failure. If you can't accurately assess what you know, you're going to make bad decisions.
And that has huge real-world implications. Overconfidence leads to poor financial decisions, failed business ventures, even disastrous political choices. Poor metacognition is at the root of so many societal problems.
Yeah. And one of the most practical parts of the book is about how to improve our self-awareness. He suggests seeking feedback from diverse sources, keeping a decision journal, and learning to distinguish between genuine confidence and mere familiarity.
I loved that. It's not about navel-gazing. It's about actively calibrating our internal assessments against external reality. And here's a twist. He argues that self-awareness isn't always beneficial.
Oh, that surprised me. He talks about how too much self-reflection can be paralyzing. Expert athletes and musicians perform best when they're in a state of flow, not when they're consciously monitoring every move.
So the goal is flexibility, knowing when to reflect and when to act. That's the real skill.
And then he connects self-awareness to social cognition. People who are good at assessing their own mental states tend to be good at reading other people. That has implications for leadership, relationships, even education.
Yes, and he argues we should be teaching metacognitive skills directly in schools. Students need to learn how to monitor their own understanding and identify gaps in their knowledge, not just memorize facts.
That makes so much sense. I remember struggling with subjects in school and not even knowing what I didn't understand. If I'd had those skills, it would have been a game changer.
He also touches on mental health. Depression and anxiety often involve distorted self-assessment. Improving metacognitive accuracy could be a valuable part of treatment, helping people calibrate their self-perception to reality.
The book is humbling and empowering at the same time. Humbling because it shows how little we actually know about our own minds, and empowering because it shows we can improve.
And that's the call to action. Take self-awareness seriously as a skill to be developed, not a fixed trait. That means creating systems that encourage reflection and feedback.
For me, the biggest takeaway is to be more humble about my own intuitions and to actively seek out feedback, even when it's uncomfortable. That's how you grow.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Thanks, Sophie. And thanks to all of you for listening. See you next time.
Remember, the quest to know yourself is one of the most important journeys you can take. We'll see you in the next one.